I cheated. You know, when you guys were holding that out, you know, because I'm over here singing along because Nicole turns my mic off so I can have a good time. And I couldn't hold it that long. I couldn't. That was powerful. So I'm just letting you know, we're in church. I should confess. I cheated. I'm like, I got to be able to preach after this. I'm not going to be able to get through all that. All right, so I told you it is World Communion Sunday, in light of the hurricane, in light of all the storms that our country and our planet is going through, all the hatred, the injustices, the selfishness. There's a whole lot more than just a hurricane blowing through the state. There is some real damaging things happening all around the world. And if ever the church is going to come together, this is the time for the church to do it. Yes, I understand that it's a bad time. It's a scary time. It's a difficult time. I understand that. But guess what? That's when the church was created. The church grew out of bad times, scary times, difficult times. That's what was going on when the church got created. That's what's happening here, as we hear from the passage that Marjorie read to us. In our passage, it's bad times. It's difficult times. It's scary times. And it's a time when Timothy is being reminded. Timothy is being reminded. Some of you know this, that the church grew out of those kind of struggling times, and that the New Testament, outside of the Gospels, the New Testament is mostly nothing but a collection of letters. Some of them are written to a specific person, to Philemon. Some of them are written, like the Corinthians, written to churches that Paul had helped to establish. And some of them are written, like Romans, to people Paul had never even met them. Here, this letter and 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, and Titus, those letters are called the pastorals because they are written to leaders in the church who are trying to give encouragement, trying to provide some leadership, trying to give some strength, trying to give some support to churches who are going through bad times and scary times and difficult times, and all of that is going on. And so these letters were written to help encourage that. And so here right now, Timothy is being reminded, yes, it's a bad time. Yes, it's a scary time. Yes, it's a difficult time. And guess what? In your hometown, in Lystra or Derby, in your hometown, during those bad, scary, difficult times, your grandmother Lois came to the faith, came to experience God, the love of God, the grace of God, came to accept Jesus Christ as her personal Lord and Savior, all because there was a group of people who shared their faith, even in the midst of bad, scary, and difficult times. They shared the love of God, shared the love of Jesus, shared their love for other people. And Lois said, I believe that. I accept that. Timothy is being reminded that in the bad times and scary times and difficult times, that his own mother, Eunice, came to accept and experience the love of God, the grace of God, and accept Jesus Christ as her personal Lord and Savior, even in the midst of those bad and scary and difficult times, because there was a group of people who were also going through bad times, scary times, and difficult times, and they still shared the love of God, still shared the grace of God, still shared the good news of Jesus Christ. Timothy is being reminded about his own history, that when he was growing up, he came to experience, even in the midst of bad, scary, difficult times, he came to experience God and God's love and God's grace, came to accept Jesus Christ as his poor personal Lord and Savior, and even more than that, felt God calling him into ministry, felt the empowerment of God's Spirit, felt the call to be able to go out to share that kind of hope with other people, that we do not let bad times and scary times and difficult times limit what we can do, because God is with us. And that's ultimately what the Christian message is all about. It's reminding people that God is with us, even and especially in bad times, scary times, difficult times, all of those times. God is with us. to remind us of his love, to remind us of his care. And so this letter that we have, the passage that Marjorie read to us, is reminding Timothy, it's reminding us that this is what God has called us to be. This is who God created us to be. This is who God empowered us to be. Because sometimes we get spiritual amnesia. You ever notice that? I'm getting older, and everybody complains about getting older. But let me tell you something. Some things get a lot better. Forgetting. I'm better at forgetting now than I've ever been in my life. I wish they had courses in it. I would sign up. I could teach. I could probably teach a PhD program in forgetting. I'm doing really, really good at it. But sometimes we all forget. Yes. We go through bad times, scary times, difficult, and we forget that the Holy Spirit power is inside of us. We forget who God's created us to be. We forget who God called us to be. We forget how God has empowered us to be these people. This is who God has called us to be, and we forget. Have you ever worked with kindergartners? You get a whole group of them together. All right, I love their can-do attitude. All right, it's kind of like the little girl who's drawing a picture, and the teacher says, "What are you drawing a picture of?" And she says, "I'm drawing a picture of God." And the teacher says, "No one knows what God looks like." And she says, "Well, they will in a minute." You go into a group of kindergartners and you ask them, "How many of you are artists?" Every single one of them raise their hand. You ask them, "How many of you can sing?" Every single one of them raise their hand. "How many of them can dance?" Everyone raises their hand. They hope, they dream, they believe, they have possibilities all before them, and they are absolutely aware that they can do those things. And then what happens? We allow darkness to come into our lives. We allow difficulties to limit us, and we get weighed down and burdened down, and we forget. We forget that God called and created us to, how's that phrase go? Dance like nobody's watching, all right? You know, remember how that goes? All right, sing like no one's listening, or all of that great stuff, all right? Love like you've never been hurt. Think about that. Live like it's heaven on earth. Amen. What a powerful way to live our lives. And that's what God is after here. That's what God is doing. He's reminding Timothy. He's reminding us. Don't forget your identity. Don't forget what you've received. You have received faith. You see, sometimes we forget. We received it because somebody loves God, loved Jesus, and loved you enough to share it. Who are you sharing faith with? You can't buy it at Walmart. You can't buy it at Target. You can't pick it out of a shelf. Someone has to love you through it. Someone has to love you, care about you, love God, love Jesus, and then they create an introduction. Somebody introduced you to the love of God. Somebody took the time to tell you the stories of Jesus. And in those stories of Jesus, and in that grace and love of God, you all of a sudden discovered who you were called to be. You understood that you are a child of God, created by God, empowered by God, called by God to continue to share good news, because we are going through bad times and scary times and difficult times. And study history. Most of the time we're going through bad times because human beings are stupid heads. We are knuckleheads. We just mess things up all the time. We don't pay attention to the planet. We neglect the planet, and all of a sudden the planet fights back. And we're, "Oh, well, maybe we should take care of it." Really? Because I think in Genesis, God asked us to do that. We've had plenty of time. We've had plenty of opportunity. Oh, wait, what are we supposed to do? Oh, yeah, we're supposed to love each other, care for each other, support each other, not hate each other, not divide each other. Bring people together. And sometimes these bad times, scary times, difficult times rob us of our true identity. It's like the story. Remember the story I told you before about the chicken eagle? Remember the story about the chicken eagle? It happens that this eagle's egg, okay, somehow rolls down into a chicken nest. And the mother hen is sitting on that egg along with all the other eggs, and she ends up hatching this eagle. But he don't know he's an eagle. He thinks he's a chicken. I mean, after all, his mother's a chicken. His sisters and brothers are chicken. Everybody around him is a chicken. He thinks he's a chicken. So he's scratching on the ground, digging up worms, scratching on the ground, digging up worms, just doing that. And it happens this one day, this beautiful, beautiful, big old beautiful eagle is flying around and spots this eaglet, on the ground, scratching the ground, eating worms. And almost hit a tree. She couldn't believe her eyes. She's, ah! And she lands on a branch. And she's looking down over the barnyard, and then she says, psst. And the little eaglet looks up. Who, me? Yes, you! What do you want? What do you think you're doing? Well, I'm scratching the ground, digging for worms. What? You are an eagle! No, I'm not. Yes, you are. No, I'm not. And you ever have those kind of conversations when you were there? Okay. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. No, I'm not. Finally, she said, stretch out your wing. So he stretches out his wing. He never stretched his wing before because chickens don't stretch out their wings. Stretched out his wing, and it stretched, and it stretched, and it stretched. And he stretched out the other wing, stretched, stretched. And then she says, now flap. And he flap. Flap again. Flap three times. He flaps three times. He's flying. He keeps flapping, and he's flying, and he's soaring. I'm an eagle! No! Wow. He can fly. Someone has helped him discover his identity. And every single time we share the love of God, the grace of God, the good news of Jesus Christ, we are reminding them of who they are. They are not defined by the times, bad times, difficult times, scary times. They are defined by who God created them to be. We don't let those things limit us. Remember when Paul was going through his own challenges in 2 Corinthians chapter 12? He gives a witness about it. He's going through a hard time, scary time, difficult time. You know, it's kind of like preaching in a mirror sometimes. And finally, God had to wake him up and say, hey, my grace is sufficient for you. You see, it's not about our gifts. It's not about our gifts at all. Our gifts have nothing to do with it. It's all about the grace of God. Whatever gift we may have, that's just an avenue. That's just an opportunity. But that doesn't create faith. That doesn't create God's grace. That's just our blessing, our opportunity. Paul, Timothy, the New Testament, all of it witnesses that God sent Jesus Christ to remind us of who we really are. God sent Jesus Christ to remind us that God loves us, that God created us, that God calls us, that God empowers us, and that it is absolutely every single person's mission to share that love, to share that grace, to share the good news of Jesus Christ. Everybody has the Holy Spirit power. You're born with it. The very first time you took a breath, you breathed in God. And God's been living with you ever since, all through those times too. He's been living with you all of it, and he's with you now. And he's saying, stretch your wings, stretch your wings, stretch your wings, because the world and the communities and the state are going through some bad times. They're going through some scary times. They're going through some difficult times. And I created and called and empowered you to remind them that I am with them. Whatever the challenge, I am with them. I will love them through this. I will hold them through this. I will empower them through this. I am reminding you, God says, through Jesus Christ, who you are. Remember who you are. Be the eagle I created you to be. Amen.
Amen.